tuned and focused in that word of life ministered to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke, that takes away the burden from us. And Father, we thank you, God, for the assurance of your promises, that we have hope that will make us not ashamed. Father, we ask, God, that you would look on every heart, mind, soul, and spirit in this place. And Father, everything connected to their life, every person, every relationship, every kinship and friendship, Lord God, that you would strengthen it by the bond of peace. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we ask God that you'd help us to have the joy of the Lord, that we may receive your word with joy. Father, we thank you right now that it'll be our strength. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would impart some spiritual thing in us that will take us and catapult us into the next level and dimension of spirituality, that we may grow there by your word. Thank you, dear God. Father, now I ask you to give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let there be no interruption between what the Holy Spirit is saying to me and through me to your people and to the ears and the hearts of and the minds of those that will receive and hear the word. Father God, we cast down every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, that you help to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. And let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which it shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and even prosperity to those that hear and believe. Father, we thank you and we trust you, yes, oh God, and we love you, dear God. And Father God, now we ask these blessings that you do all of them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you're holy. We thank you, God, that you're separate. We thank you, God, that you're above all things, and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Topic or title or tag that I will give to this message: faith, the key to greatness. Amen. The key to greatness. He says, let me go on. He says, by faith, talking about faith again, by trust, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet he speaketh. Look at this here. Abel was the fourth person born, the fourth person made or born, created, or whatever. Fourth person on earth. Says that this one, he made a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. I want to hurry, but I'm going to take my time with this. He says he offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness. His sacrifice witnessed on his behalf. He says that God testified of his gift. In other words, Abel didn't have to say nothing about his relationship with God. Amen. He didn't have to prove himself. God proved who he was. Amen. I don't have to tell you who I am. I meet people all the time and I talk to them all over the place. Then they find out later, say, "You ain't tell me you was a preacher." I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to say, "Oh, by the way, I'm a preacher." I shouldn't have to. I just act right. You ain't hear me. I didn't cuss you out. I didn't say nothing I ain't had no business saying. You know, stuff like that. So, but Abel, it says here that he offered unto God, and his sacrifice was more excellent than Cain. Cain killed Abel, right? And Abel's blood spoke because he was righteous. God still heard him no matter what happened to him. God still heard. Y'all don't hear me. No matter what happens to you, if you're right, God will still hear you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, look, that now, the reason why Cain's sacrifice was not acceptable when Abel's was because Abel sacrificed the way God wanted him to. We try to give God what we want him to have. See, Cain came to him with the work of his hand. He said, "I got plenty, God. I know God's going to appreciate this because I did this with the work of my hand. Look at all these greens I got over here. Look at these tomatoes. Look at all this stuff I done got. I done grew all this stuff. I know." And he came here with one little lamb. "Look at all the stuff I got."
And sometimes that's how people try to measure your relationship with God. Look at all the stuff I got here. And all I got, listen here, y'all don't hear me here. Abel had one little lamb that was only one lamb that was worth being a sacrifice to God. One little lamb that he decided that when that lamb was born, the first thing I did, I put that lamb to the side. The first thing I did, I said, this belonged to God. I didn't wait like Cain did. I wish I had somebody until I got all this stuff and I decided to go pick out what I wanted God to have. I wish I had somebody in here. I came to God with what God required. God didn't ask me to pick nothing out. He didn't ask me to work hard. All he asked me to do was give him the first. I wish I had somebody. All he asked me to do is give him what belongs to him, and I gave it to him. And Cain knew this. Cain knew that he had to do this, but he decided to go a different route. He decided that he wanted to do something different. Y'all don't hear me. And so when we decided we want to do something different than what God said do, and that's why it's important for us not to be just quoting stuff and having stuff going on in our life. And we need to know what God said and do it the way God said it, handle it the way God said handle it, praise the way God said praise, worship how God says worship, pray how God says pray. Y'all don't hear me. And he said that when he did all of that, God blessed him and he showed Abel his appreciation by fire. The fire licked up the sacrifice. The fire came down. God's approval was shown. And you know God will show his approval in your life. Now what Abel understood is that God would be pleased by the sacrifice of another. The sacrifice of another. God was pleased with that. So when Jesus came, the reason why God accepts me is because the sacrifice of another. Oh, all right, okay. Lord, where the church at? He knew it. He understood it. He sacrificed the lamb. He knew that because when my daddy and mama messed up, God did it first. God sacrificed an animal from the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. And he put the bloody skins on my mama and my daddy to keep them from the irritation of what they tried to do to themselves by putting fig leaves on themselves. So God took away their irritation after they committed the sin. They were in sin and God took all that away and covered them up. I wish I had somebody. That's what happened. He knew that the atonement that I needed to offer to God, the thing that I needed to offer God was I needed to make sure that I offered something living. I need to make sure that I offered something that God required of me. And so we need to give God what he required. Quit giving God what you want to give him.
Amen.
If you have faith, you don't give God what you want him to have. You give God what he requires. If he requires your time, you give it. If he requires your talent, you give it. If he requires your treasure, you give it because he's God.
Amen.
Or you end up like Cain, and you become frustrated because God don't accept it. Now, you got a lot of stuff, but you ain't happy. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of things going on, but it ain't nothing good because God don't accept it. You ever wonder how a millionaire can kill himself? Okay, I'm going to go on. Y'all don't want this stuff here. He was dead, but he still spoke. That was an indication that the righteous don't die. The righteous still have a voice.
Yes.
Let me go to the next verse because y'all bored. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God what? Translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch, the Bible says about Enoch that Enoch lived 365 years. And Enoch, unlike anybody else in his day, he didn't wait on special days to get close to God.
Amen.
The Bible said that he walked with God. What that means that every day of his life, he had communion with God. Every day of his life, he had a relationship with God that took him to talk to God every day, to have a relationship with him and to move in the way God wanted him to move. The legend says about Enoch is that Enoch would go, he'll go away for times and periods, and he'll just spend time with God. And when he would spend time with God, he would show back up and people would gather to hear what he had to say, because he would tell them what God had said. And so Enoch was a man who lived 365 years. And so guess what? Every day, every year of his life, he spent that time with God. What is that saying for us? Every 365 days that we live, I wish I had somebody, we ought to have an opportunity, and we ought to make sure in that opportunity that we have a communion with God. Y'all still with me? But the Bible says that he was translated that he should not see death. Look at what God did here. God said, because Enoch, you're right, I'm going to make sure I take care of death on your behalf. Even prematurely, before I am to defeat death, I'm going to make sure you don't taste death. I wish I had somebody. Look at what God will do for somebody who spent time with him. God will do the miraculous. God will go outside of what he already said and say, you know what? I'm just going to make an exception for you. I don't know about you, but I'd be looking for situations in my life that God would make an exception for me. I know it haven't happened for anybody else. So, but God, I'm in your face every day. So why can't it happen for me? God, I need you to touch. So why can't, I wish I had a few people that said, I want to spend so much time with God that God would make an exception for me, that he would make an amendment on my behalf. I wish I had somebody in the house. The Bible said that he was trans. Later, that he should not see death. In other words, God covered him so death couldn't see him. I wish I had a few people in the house. We need to understand that when you get so in the presence of God that God begin to cover you, that the devil can't do you no harm. Death, I wish I had a few witnesses now, because we need to see that what happened with Enoch is that Enoch walked with God. And there's a man that said that what happened with Enoch is that Enoch was walking with God one day, and God said, Enoch, we've come too far. You're closer to my house than we are to yours, so you might as well come on walk into my house. And Enoch never went back. I wish I had a few people here. We got to understand that Enoch was translated, and the Bible said that he did not see death. When you read it and you check the text, and I think it's in the book of Genesis, when you check it out, you'll find out that Enoch, the Bible said that he was not. In other words, he was not found. They looked for him and they couldn't find him. And all I want to tell you today is that we need some Enochs in the house. Is there anybody in here that walk with God? I wish I had a few people. I'm almost like Enoch, because I walk with God. They can't find the old Al. They've been looking for him, but they can't find him. They've been looking for me to act the fool, but they can't find that one. They've been looking for me to curse, but they can't find that one. They've been looking for me to get drunk or get high, but they can't find, I wish I had. They may talk about that one, but they can't find him, because they look for, he was not. Do I have anybody, Travis, is there anybody in the house that said, they're looking for that old one right there, but they don't find him, because I've been walking with God too long that they can't see me no more. I wish I had a few people today that said, I have been walking with the Lord and they can't see me because I trust in God. My life is hidden in him. My life is hidden in him. He said he was translated. He said, but before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. What is that saying? Before it happened, before the change occurred, before the transition, before things moved, before he was able to go on and be with the Lord in the presence of God, he already had a testimony. And all I'm trying to say is that you need to be right now trusting God. You need to right now have faith. You ought to already have the testimony before you get to the place that God wants you to be. I got a testimony that I walk with God. I got a testimony that I please God. Come on and say amen. And when you please God, God will translate you. See, what that translation means, a couple of things. And one of the things it means is to be translated means that's you get to a point to where somebody have to understand what happened to you, what's going on with you. And so it can't nobody translate translate me except God. So don't try to figure out my life and how my life is working. You just need to know that God is making it work. God will show you how it's working. God will show you what's going on with me, so you'll know that I ain't by myself, that what I'm going through ain't going to be the end. My condition is not my conclusion, but I'll get up from this mess. Even though I've been sick, it's not sickness unto death. Even though I've been by myself and I think you think I'm lonely, but I'm not alone. Do I have anybody in the house? Oh, glory be to God. He said that he had a testimony that he pleased God. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And so, in other words, he was trying to let us know that no matter what you do, if you don't have faith, God ain't pleased in you. If you don't have trust in him, then God is not pleased in you. How many of you have a relationship with somebody that you don't trust? That means that you ain't pleased in what they showed you. You're not pleased, and you're not going to leave your purse around them. You're going, I got to go to the restroom, but I'm grabbing my purse because I don't trust you. I'll be right back, but I don't trust you 5 minutes preaching here. And so if God don't trust you, that means that he ain't leaving his he ain't leaving his wallet. He's not leaving the key to nothing. I wish I had somebody in here. And you talking about, I want God to bless me. Well, God can't trust you, so why should he bless? Why should he bless you? If God can trust you, then he will bless you. If you believe in God, if you trust in God, that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor entered into the heart of men, the things that God has in store for him. I wish I had somebody now. That we got to understand that God has some things in the storehouse, but we can't get it out the storehouse because he don't trust us. And when we get to the place we got faith, then God will give us the key. So what happens? The key to greatness is faith. And so he says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Tell me this, will you marry somebody that you don't trust? Well, why in the world do you think God want to be associated with you on a daily basis? Okay, all right. If you don't have faith, he says, for he that cometh to God, he must believe that he is, and I'm trying to get through here. He must believe that he is. We got to know the importance of faith. We got to know that God gives us, he gives us a good reputation here. He gives us when we have faith. And he says, look, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You must believe that God, the isness of God. You must believe that God is solid. You must believe that God is a God that's sovereign. You must believe that God is a God that don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do I have anybody that believe that God is the same? And if you believe that God is the same, if he delivered folk that wasn't halfway trying to do right, come on and say amen. Don't you know he'll deliver you? I wish I had somebody. He says that you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when we talk about diligence, it's talking about us putting our extra effort in. It's talking about us striving. It's talking about us struggling and straining. I wish I had somebody. We need to know that sometimes we think that, oh, everything's just going to be good whenever we have, whenever we go through some stuff. Everything, we're supposed to have a good time. We're supposed to be blessed. We're supposed to feel good. Let me tell you, when you diligently seek God, your flesh is going to be aggravated. Your mind ain't going to sometime want it. There's going to be times when I wish I had somebody. There's going to be times when you're going to struggle and you're going to strain, because the enemy is going to fight you to try to keep you from being able to be what God wants you to be. And so whenever it is that you're going to start seeking God, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a task to seek God. You're going to lose some friends when you seek God. You're going to have family that's going to talk about you and say, oh, she thinks she all that, but I remember when. I wish I had somebody. And what we got to say here is that I ain't got time to think about that. I'm forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout glory. When I look at what it says here, he's telling us that we got to seek him diligently. That means that I don't have time to be messing around with the devil. I ain't got time to be playing those games. I ain't got time to be playing on social media. Come on and shout yes here. I ain't got time to be messing around with people who don't want to go toward God, that keep falling back and saying it's going to be all right. No, I'm going to make sure it's all right, because I'm going to the one that's going to make it all right. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. And when I look at the text, it said diligently seek God. If you want a reward from God, you need to know and be aware that God ain't going to reward you if you're just half-stepping. What if God half woke you up? What if God halfway gave you the activity of your limbs? What if God today decided that I'm going to halfway give you a check on your job? I wish I had somebody. Well, we got to understand today that God don't have do nothing for us, so we shouldn't halfway do nothing for him. And when I'm seeking God, I gotta tell people that I can't seek him your way. I need to seek him my way. I need to get in God's face. I need to pray. I can't have no idols. I need to put Beyonce tape to the side and put me some gospel on. Come here Shirley Caesar. Come here. I wish I had somebody. I need to put some music on that's going to stimulate my spirit and get me out of the flesh. I got to seek God so I can't be drunk with wine. I got to be drunk on the Holy Ghost, so I need to get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't be sedated in mind, so I can't be popping pills. I need to get the gospels and take one every day. If I'm diligently seeking God, I can't take God's money and pay my bills and go to the boat and eat at Chili's on God's money. I gotta take God's money and put it to the side and say, God, I trust you. When I can't trace you, when I can't see your hand, I know you're still blessing. When I don't know what's happening, I know you got it, because you sit high and you look low. Do I have anybody that say, I'll trust him when I can't trace him, because I believe. Anybody here believe that God will open up doors that's been closed in your face? Anybody believe that if I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but acknowledge him in all my ways, he will direct my path? Anybody here believe if I commit my way unto the Lord, he will bring it to pass? Anybody here? Somebody shout yes. Trust in the Lord as your shepherd. You shall not want. He make you to lie down in green pastures. He'll lead you beside the still waters. Somebody shout glory. Shout hallelujah. Anybody believe that God is the author and the finisher of your faith? I trust him. I know he'll finish it. Somebody say yes. Anybody know that God will finish the good work that he started in you until the day Jesus comes? I'm here to let you know he'll perform the work. All you got to do is seek him. You ain't got to try to prove yourself. Just go to the Lord. How do I get approval? He said, study to show yourself approved. Rightly divide the word. Why am I rightly divided? Why does I rightly divide? Because I need to know what the truth is. I can't go on what you said. I got to study to know what the Lord said. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. You got to know how to separate it. You got to know how to interpret it. You got to know how to give. I wish I had somebody. The way the word is given. Oh, glory be to God. Anybody trust the word? The word will heal your body. He said, I sent my word and heal them. The word will prosper your life. He said, I sent my word to prosper the thing whereunto I sent it. Anybody here know that the word will? The Bible says, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So I want to ask you, why don't you use God? You're using everybody else. Use God. You're using their quotes. Use God. You're using their books. Use God. He said the God is the word, and then you need the word, because the word is the life of men. The word is what you need. The word is a door opener. Somebody say yes. The word is a way maker. You don't believe me? Come here, I got a witness. Moses, do you testify to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Moses, is it true that you went to the wilderness, got to the Red Sea, enemies were behind, mountains on both sides, and you had no way out? Is it true that you talked to the Lord, and the Lord said, stretch? I wish I had somebody. And is it true that the Lord is a way maker, that he made a highway through the Red Sea? Moses said, yes. I'm telling you the truth. All I did was stretch. And all I'm telling you is what you got to do. God gave it to you. Stretch. What am I stretching? I'm stretching my faith. I'm stretching my belief. I'm not just going to stay here, but I'm going to let you know I'm going to believe God for the impossible. I know you said that it couldn't be done, but you don't know who I serve. You don't know what he did. He walked into nothing, spoke into nothing, and created everything. Do I have a witness? I know you said that it can't be done. Had nobody before gotten out of the grave. But let me tell you about a man from Galilee who gave sight to the blind, who healed the brokenhearted, who raised the dead. But when they crucified him, they thought he couldn't get up. But early Sunday morning, he got up with unknown power. Anybody know this power? Power to heal you. Power to save you. Power to turn you around. Somebody say yes. Anybody know this power? Come on and shout glory. Glory. Anybody got faith? Say, I got faith. I trust you, Lord. When I can't trace you, I know it's bad. But Lord, you can turn it around for my good. Matter of fact, let me testify. Every time I turn around, the Lord say, yeah. One more time for those that were late. Every time I turn around, the Lord keeps on making a way. Somebody say yes. Give him glory. Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? Won't he? Will he? Won't he? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Say yes. I ain't talking about a footstool to rest on, a footstool to help me reach what I couldn't reach before. Take me higher. Say higher. Higher. Say yes. Say yes. Won't he, will he? Will he, won't he? Tell your neighbor, been long enough. Gotta let you go now. But before I go, I need to let you know something. I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right.
the key to greatness. The key to greatness is faith. By faith, you obtain a good report. By faith, the worlds were framed up. And if the world was framed by the word of God through faith, do you think that, I'm asking this question, do you think that God kept decreeing, let there be until it was? No. He knew it. It already happened in him. And he spoke, and there it was. That's faith in the word. Works together. I got faith in God's word. Now, I don't know about that stuff you're talking. But I got faith in what God talking.